This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And on Thursday night, Myrtle Creek Music in the Park gets underway for another year. Organizer Ted Rumason with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks.
So how many years is it for Myrtle Creek's Music in the Park?
This would be year 39.
Wow. Obviously, been going on for a long time. How long have you been tied into this?
This is my 19th year.
All right. So apparently, once again, you said yes to something, and now you're still in charge of it.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what happened 19 years ago, and I very much enjoy it, and I always enjoy announcing that it's the longest-running music concert series in Douglas County.
Yeah, definitely. Now, talk about what you've got planned for the season.
Okay, well, first of all, we are celebrating our 39th year, but we also are dedicating this entire Music in the Park concert series to Lauren Young, who passed away last fall. He was a major contributor to this event. This makes the 10th year that Lauren Young Tire Centers has been the overall event sponsor for Music in the Park, and so we are going to recognize and acknowledge Lauren at each one of our performances this year.
Well, definitely had a big impact in a lot of things in the community, and well deserving to do that. So talk about the music.
Okay, well, you're right. We do start on Thursday. Season opener is Thursday, July 9th, Millsite Park. The music is from 6 to 8:30 p.m. As usual, it's free, and parking is free as well. We start off with that other band, T.O.B., a very popular local favorite out of Roseburg and Portland. The show is open as classic reggae, funk, pop, blues, and more, and sure to please the audience.
Now, these concerts, what time do they start and end?
The music starts at 6, and it ends at 8:30. We have two 45-minute sets and an intermission.
And talk about Millsite Park and kind of the layout there if somebody hasn't been down there.
Okay, that's gotten easier the past couple of years thanks to the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge, because if you come into Myrtle Creek from either direction on Main Street, we have one traffic light, and when visitors get to that traffic light, they simply turn at the purple and yellow Elks building and actually go down a little slope toward Millsite Park, and it's just right there in front, and it's very very convenient, very easy to find, and parking is free.
All right. Some of the other music, how many concerts this year?
7.
So what are some of the other artists that are going to be performing?
Okay, so on July 16th, we will have Colleen and Company. Her group has been here several times before and over many years have passed. She does Motown, blues rock, boogie rock, blue-eyed soul, and rock and roll. And then we take a break for the Myrtle Creek Summer Festival, which is July 23 and 25, again in Millsite Park and all around Myrtle Creek area, for that matter, a very big summer event. And then July 30th, we resume Music in the Park with the fabulous Del Monte Brothers. T-Bone Stone and his band feature harp music and lots of blues. August 6th, a new group is joining us called Bump in the Road. They are our country group this year. They entered the scene in 2003 at the Oregon State Champions in the Colgate County Showdown, and they perform a modern-day pop country rock group. August 13th, another local favorite, the Eddie Ross Band will be here. It's always well-received, always fun. He's got many of his family members involved in his band now, and so that just adds to the fun and excitement of the event. Next to the last week is August 20th, Broadway Phil and the Shouters out of Murphy, Oregon. Broadway Phil will bring his harmonica and his group, and they've been doing blues and concerts since 1994. Another new group on our season closer this year is the Moon Mountain String Band and the Instrument Petting Zoo out of Eugene. This 7-piece band is from Western Oregon and blends traditional bluegrass with a modern bluegrass twist. They did perform at the 2026 Flying Pig this past May, and they're really a lot of fun. And then they also do something special called the Instrument Petting Zoo, where during intermission they'll bring out their instruments on display for anyone who wants to come and handle them and play them under supervision, of course. So it's a nice different twist to the event, special interactive instrument event.
Yeah, and that's something that's pretty rare. Most musicians are pretty protective of their equipment, but an opportunity for kids or even adults to kind of learn more about what it feels like to play these.
Yes, exactly right. And as I mentioned, it is under supervision. So the band members participate in the interactive portion by having the audience approach their and handle the instruments and get a feel for how they work, how they sound, and so on. It's really a lot of fun, and they really enjoy doing it. All the folks in this band are out of University of Oregon and interested in. And kids being interested in learning how to play music.
So for people who come, what's the sort of the food and drink options down there?
Well, we've got some new ones on board. Of course, the Elks Lodge will have their fried bread wagon open every performance. We'll have food vendors on site and off site, including Tommy's All American Burger Company, and very soon, the Oregon Sourdough Company has recently located from Roseburg to Myrtle Creek, and they did a kind of a four-hour come-and-get-some-bread soft opening last week, and they plan to be open fairly soon. They're new, and they intend to have some indoor seating. There's LS Teca, a Mexican restaurant at Abby's. Lots of food will be available both on and off site, and also we welcome pets as long as they're kept under control and cleaned up after.
Right. What's your favorite part of being involved in this?
Well, I get my my enjoyment comes with watching people come to the park on those evenings, those beautiful summer evenings in a beautiful setting, and take their place, bring their kids, grandkids, or dogs if they wish, and lay out in the park and get ready for some free music and fun entertainment. And it's also very much a community event because we are a small community and lots of people know each other and. They interact with each other during the performance, and it's just that's what I enjoy most about it, and also being the MC and announcing who's there and what vendors we have on site, information and food as well.
All right, Ted Rummus, Myrtle Creek Music in the Park begins Thursday night. Anything else you want to let people know?
Just one thing: we are one of the stops on the Lithia Ford of Roseburg. Graffiti Poker Run this Friday, 10 a.m. to noon at the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge. So come on down and watch all those vehicles come into our community, get their card, maybe have some fried bread and a beverage, and head on off to Seven Feathers and then back to Roseburg for their awards.
All right, perfect. Ted Rummus in Myrtle Creek, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it.
8:40 at the Morning Report.